Yeah. So I'm like a minor celebrity in the environmental, Jewish environmental world, because I actually wrote an article on environmental topics. So, what? I made some very wonderful articles. Those are all the mitzvah, just a good thing. And so, you know, cause I wrote in Hebrew because it's
you're all lying.
Yes, www.aishdas.org/RYGB.
RYGB.
I want my brother to speak to you. He's got a PhD in environmental science.
Uh-oh.
I was talking to him about Jewish people
recycling.
Because he has this big problem, like, how these Jewish people become, like, the environmental problem, quite
totally ignoring. There actually is a what's called an institute now in Babylon University, which I think just started like last year or 2 years ago, which deals with issues of Judaism and environmentalism, because obviously there's not enough has been done. Not enough has been done, obviously, in exploring these issues. I think it's Babylon. Pretty sure.
Sounds right. They have
land
of Israel
on studies.
In terms of driving big
Cadillacs,
that are
gas. Well, I don't think that's so much a problem.
No.
In terms of recycling and environmental regulations, there's a lot of stuff which can be culled from the Gemara, particularly in Bava Basra, where it talks about, you know, laws of treating your neighbor nicely, right, that have not been codified in any way, shape, or form. And at least in English, that they're accessible to people.
I think Jewish families are very environmentally friendly in the home. When you think there's like so many people using so few resources, and so if you've got a car, you're travelling with so many more people.
Mm-hmm.
On Shabbos you don't drive, and communities are smaller and like tend to kind of like walk to each other. I think the biggest issue is for Jewish businessmen. That's where the bigger issue is, because like the environmental issues are not so much around the home, they're actually in business.
Mm-hmm.
Like mineral water. I mean, what's going on with mineral water? Right? When you think all the trucks that drive around the world, and all the plastic that's used with all the mineral water that's stored around the world, it causes such a huge effect on the environment. So people get water that's 0.00001% cleaner than the water you drink from your tap. And it's all just a marketing advertising trick.
I think
it's
Okay, guys. See you tomorrow.
That's the full smash.
Whatever you say, you put it in front of the HTTP.
I'll try it anyway.
Yeah. I think it works both ways, actually.